According to Department of Commerce statistics, foreign-born workers comprise 11.4% of all U.S. workers and 16% of all service workers in the United States. The AFL-CIO is calling for a new legalization program that would allow undocumented workers and their families to gain permanent legal status. Abolition of the employer sanctions and I-9 system under which prospective hires are supposed to document their eligibility to work legally, and full workplace rights, including protection for whistleblowers and the right to organize. The San Francisco rally was sponsored by Local 2 Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees Union here, many of whose members are immigrants. Local 2 Secretary Treasurer To Do criticized the long wait for reunification that many immigrant families currently face.
Under the immigration law, there's certain number of visa under this category being approved per year. And the quota is very low. Because of that low quota, it's resolved on a number of people who currently on the waiting list. It could be as long as 20 years before they can be able to bring either their sibling or their children or their family to this country to be able to be as a family.
Here, member Zenaida Belonio is a 38-year-old Filipina mother who came to the U.S. on a visitor's visa 10 years ago. For the first 3 years, she worked in a nursing home as a live-in caregiver. She was paid $500 a month with no benefits and no specific days off. Then she got a work permit and has been in the hotel industry for 7 years. Belonio is grateful for her union membership. She says it has protected her from exploitation based on her immigrant status.
The work permit requires me to renew it annually because of the backlog at the INS office. I often have to wait many months before I can receive a new one. This made me vulnerable with that former hotel employer, and they have tried to use my immigration status to intimidate me from participating in the union or standing up for my rights in the workplace. Fortunately, because my hotel was unionized, we were able to fight this. Can you imagine what will be happen to workers who had a similar immigration status like me, but working in a non-union place and had no way to prevent the abuses of an employer?
Leslie Samerer of Nicaragua is also a HERE member. Emphasizing the contributions immigrant hotel workers make to San Francisco's tourist industry, Samerer says immigrants have earned full workers' rights.
A lot of people work in the housekeeping department, cooks, dishwasher, laundry, front of the house, telephone operators, and many others. It is because of the excellent service we proudly give to people, San Francisco became a number one city visited by tourists in this country. These have created millions of dollars going to San Francisco City in the help to support social programs for this resident. As the immigrant workers not only deserve but earn the right to legalize so we can fully participate in society by voting and standing for the rights that we earn through our hard work in this country.
The AFL-CIO and the Service Employees International Union announced the results of a nationwide survey of 1,000 likely voters conducted earlier this month by two political strategy firms, one Democratic and one Republican. The survey showed that 59% of those surveyed would approve a proposal to legalize a limited number of undocumented immigrants. According to the survey, the most important criteria for legalization are that the immigrants pay regular U.S. taxes every year, that they have no criminal record, that they learn English, and that they have steady work. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez in San Francisco.